Is God guiding me? Our lives are full of big choices. What career path to take, whom to marry, where to go to school, etc. Our lives are also filled with daily concerns, choosing the best use of time, trying to understand doctrine, and finding peace amidst trials. All in all, we need personal revelation. But sometimes it can be hard to know how to receive it and how to recognize it when we do. When we aren't getting or recognizing answers, we may wonder, was that the Spirit or just my idea? Why did I feel inspired to do that and then failed? Why do I feel like God doesn't answer my prayers? Fortunately, in Making Decisions, Agency versus Revelation, page 42, Erin shares her story about personal revelation when she had to make a life-changing decision. While God wants to guide us, He also wants to help us learn to rely on our agency to make good choices. Learning how the Holy Ghost speaks to you personally is another vital part of receiving and recognizing revelation. It can be different for each of us. In articles that begin on page 46 and 48, young adults share how they receive revelation. In a digital-only article, Aspen explains that personal revelation requires exercising your spiritual muscles. You can read advice from a psychologist on discerning your feelings, anxiety, or the Spirit. And you can also read more about my personal experience with revelation, when the prophet taught me how to make hard choices. Thinking of the future can be overwhelming, even frightening, especially as a young adult. But when I remember how God has led my life in the past, it gives me courage to move forward and act, trusting that He will continue to give me the guidance I need along the way. Sincerely, Katie Sue Embley. End of the article. Is God Guiding Me? Read by Holly Anderson.